Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph on top. Just to start again a bit less sugya from before on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Beis. Now the Gemara says that V'hai Tana Maisa Lo Mihocha. Another Tana learns out, how do we know to say there's a parash of Tmura that's brought for a korban and the Vlad of a korban brought from a korban from this Pasuk? Pasuk says, Rakot Shecha is Eluat Tmuras. A Rebu that there's a parash of Tmura and the Tmura is brought for a korban. And then the Pasuk says, that the vlad of a korban, so what's the pasuk say? Tiso bosa, take it and bring it to the base of Migdash. So Kuretz Mash, you can bring it for korban. Yochel, I would have thought the same. Maybe after the assembly base of Chiv, you should bring it to the base of Migdash. True, but v'yivna mehemayim, it just means you can't feed it and let it die. Umozan kadesh yumaisu. Maybe I would have thought to say that the pasuk just says tiso bosa, bring it to the base of Migdash. But maybe it's lemisozlo. Talmud lamna. The pasuk says, that bring it for korban and be makrovit. Kedero shat noig boilo, the same way you noig by regular korban oilo, at noig with tumura. The same thing, the tumura of an oil also is brought for korban. The same thing, kedero shat noig bishlam, same way you noig by korban shlamim, is at noig bifloodi shlamim, that the vlad shlam is korban for korban. Over tumura, yokla, I would have thought to say, Kola kodshim kain, but all kabbonis are such a local like that. Tam Lemit says, no rak, divi Rabbi Shmuel. Not by all kabbonis they have tomorrow, but only some yes and some not. So soon see what the meat is. Yeah. No bishtomim, as no bivlad ishtomim with tomorrow, yeah. The yoch maybe kola kodshim has this halach of the vlad and the tomorrow. Tam Lemit rak, not everyone, but only some. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Roy Menetzar, I don't need this posik. Harai, you remember the posik says, Oshim Hu, is the korban Oshim. So it dashin Hu Korov, Vien Tumurasa Kreva. But the Tumur of a korban Oshim, that's not Korov. So Mashma Tanakamu, who's Mamaida from the word Rak. And he says, no, you don't need a Miyat, is Pshita by korban Oshim. The posik says, Hu, only the korban Oshim is brought, and not its Tumur. So Mamar, what we just said before, Mamar, the Pasuk says, Tisil Vosa, bring it up and take, pick it up and bring it. So Yochel, I would have thought to say that the Vlad and the Tumur of an Oilo Shlomim is only Yachnisen Lo Beis Avchir, bring it into Beis Amigdish, and let it die there. So what's the question, what kind of Havim is this? Minot Taisi, why should I say like this? Minot Taisi, ho. Kivon, the more said this, Kivon, the Gemira, Chomish Chatois, but this is part of the kasha. Since we let the Loch Lomush Masinai, so only five Chatois is Lemiso Azlo, if so Hanich, Mikrav Korvi, then a regular Vlad Shlomim or Tumur Shlomim should be brought for Korvin. Samura says no. Madatem, I would have thought to say, Chomish, Chatoyis, Mesois. True, there's a special Loch Lomosh Mesinai that those five Chatoyis, by Mesabal, Nescharpu Bailo, or Tumur of Vlad, that's Bechomokim. Any place you want, you could let it die. But Vahanech, maybe the Vlad and the Tumur of a Korvin Shlomim is your Mesabal Beis Amchira. Maybe the Yevdaf have to let it come and bring it to the base of Kriya and let it die there. That's what the Pasuk means. Fatiso bo vosa, uvos means just you have to bring it and let it die in the base of Kriya. Kamashman, that's the Pasuk, no. Oilo secho, it's a secha bos of Yadam, that there's a regular korban to it. Now, Mama, what we just said before, Yocholav Kodakoshim, okay, maybe all Kabonis is the same aloch as the parish of Tumur and the parish of Vlad that's brought for korban. Tam Levit says the Pasuk, Rak Kodesh Shecho, that Rak only here and not all over. So the question is, Vlad the man, which type of a Vlad are we saying that it's not Korah for Korban? E di Oilo, if we're talking about a Korban Oilo, Zochro, it's not negated anyway. It's Oilo is only from a Zochro, it can't give birth anyway. Vlad Baraludu, it can't give birth. V di Chatis, if you're talking about a Chatis, like a Chatis, Jemirulo. The Lemisa Kaim and Nechlamim, that's one of the five halachas, the Moshe Mesinai. That a Chatis, the Vlad Chatis is Lemisa Ozlo. The Tmuras Chatis is Lemisa Ozlo. So what's this extra Pasuk Rak to saying that one of the korban is not like that, like this? You know, enough for Yudches, I'm an Aleph here. So, E, the Yashmi for korban Oshim, we're talking about Gemir Lo. We have a Lach Lomash Mesinai also. To Lerei Ozlo, that the Vlad of a korban Oshim, or the Tmur of a korban Oshim, is not Korav. But you have to let it pasture in the field till it becomes a balmum, and then you can be part of it. But the cloud is, the chol shebechatois meso, the yoshim roya, any halach l'mashosim that tells about a korban chatos is l'miso azlo, by a korban oshim is l'roya. Sisos, what only the Pasuk Rak to teach us? No, the carbon is not this way. Mashmoni by Shlomim is it Korav, the Vlad, and the Tumura. And not by another carbon. Which other carbon is it? Smur says, Liyodom Taka Bechatis. It's Korav Melechatis. Virgosa Gemira Lo Lemisa. And it's not me. The Allah, Lamash Mesina Yid at the Chomish, that a Vlad Chatis and Tumura Chatis yet let die. But the Kroh is Lemuti Lakrova. The Pasuk tells us that he can't bring it for carbon. There's no din hakarov on it. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? V'ob v'otalya, l'chur tzoli zeh b'zeh. Kivud l'misozla, since the din is that the vlad chatis, or tmuras chatis, is supposed to be, you let it die, is l'misozla, memela, for that I know for sure, l'karov is not brought for carbon. What do you have to tell me? So Gemara says, l'hilchaso l'chatis. L'locho m'shini is taka for chatis. That a vlad chatis and a tmuras chatis is l'miso. Ukro, what do we need pasuk for? Lemutei tmuras oshim. To remind it that the tmura of a korban oshim is not korif. For the Gemara now again, honam yichas ha-gemir, it's also part of lochal moshim sinai. The Arminu we just said that the klaf from the locha was that kol shevachatis mesa, any lochal moshim sinai that a korban chatis shegolu miso is biyoshim roi, the din was by korban oshim shegolu roya. So, what do we need the pasuk rak for? It's mazela kro mi boilei the ovar umakriv koya bies enechanami. By korban oshim, it could be that the chiddush is halach l'moshe Sinai says it's not brought for korban. But for that alone, I would have thought if you do it, good, you're not supposed to, but you're not over a special essay. Kamash from the pasuk here, the mamash is a special essay that if you do it, you're over an isser essay. Yeah. Yes, that's the pasuk over here. They say what you're over an isser essay. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, we have the Kiv Roima and it's Tzarech. Who Korav? V'yei Tumurasai Kareva. Okay, the Kiv is saying, I don't need a Pasuk for this, I know it. It says, by Korban Oshim, who Korav? V'yei Tumurasai Kareva. So the Gemara says, Lomali Korav, what do we need a special Pasuk for? V'yilchas the Gemira Law. We just got to saying, as Allah L'moshim Sinai, that any by Chatas is Lemisa, Tumuras Chatas is Lemisa, so by an Oshim is L'raya. So why do I need a Pasuk for this? For Zeno Chanami, it's like a true. We know from Allah Moshe Mishinai, Ela Kroh Lomli, what only this Pasuk of Oshim Hu, to say only the Korban Oshim is Korav, and not the Tzmura, I know from the Halacha, what does the Pasuk have to tell to me for? Tzmura says, Mibon, I need the Pasuk, Likud Rafuna. The Yom Rafuna says, Oshim Shenitik L'Reya, a Korban Oshim, that was given over, Nitik L'Reya, meaning that you decided not to use it, to give it to the shepherd, to pasture with it. And then you shech that stam is kosher l'shem oilo. It's kosher for shem oilo. So diik is nitik in. Only if it was nitik means like you're not going to use it anymore for korban oshim. So now it has loch of an oiler on it. But loy nitik loy, but if you're not menatik, it means kol zaman you plan to use it for korban oshim, then the loch is if you shech it, you're not yotza. My time, what's the reason? It says, who be yosin yehei? That once you made it for Korban Oshim, it always remains that way, with its Kedusha, unless you make a Nituk. Rashi says, Oshim Shenituk L'Reya, Im Hishlim L'Reya, V'kodem V'shoch Tustam, Ashton Nisavu, T'choshel Yerla. But only if you gave it over to the Reya to do it. But L'Nituk L'Gafa Pisha Kippurbal, even though the Bailam had a Kapur with a different Korban. Like you first set aside a Korban Oshim, and you lost it. And you brought a different one. So even though you brought another one, and then later you find the first one, it doesn't have a din oiler on it yet. Unless you manatik, it means you give it over to the raya, to the shepherd to watch it. And what's the raya? Because the pasuk says, Oshem hu means Leviyosin yiyu. The rest is Vadayin Oshem hu. Lechazel lakruv el Yoshem ikach pasuk, that's all. For the moral, a high tana though, the koyalef, mihani kroi, but now we're telling enough from this pasuk. Rashi do kula dashim lo liel minei. If so, the Tan learns out from these pesukim over here to say that the vlad and the tumur of a korban shlom is korav. If so, what did he do with the first pasuk with dashim before? What did he do with the pasuk of mizorchu and the keva? So we dashed that before also for the same drasha. So he dashed it from this pasuk. What did he do with zorchu and the keva? I mahumi boylei le vlad balimumim. Well, the tmuras bali mumin. That's what comes to teach us. From this pasuk over here of Rakot shechelot tmuras, it's just that the tmura of a tam, you could be makriv. But maybe if you make a tmura of a korban that's a baal mum, no. Kamash from this posuk, mizochon ekevom, that even the vlad of a baal mum, if the mother is a baal mum, so what? But if the kid is not a baal mum and has kedusha, you can bring it for korban. The same thing with tmuras baal mum, even though the korban itself was a baal mum, when you say zutach azu, the tmuras chal. Whereas if a tepiklei kula mihai korlison, if so, learn everything from this posuk, mizochon ekevom. What do we need the first the other pasuk for? Moshe says no. Im le mashmul lei. He just means to say nechanami. If you don't know from that pasuk, we will know from this pasuk. Well, hi tana the naflei mizorcha nekeva. If so, tista bosam ayavdulu. What do you do with the pasuk? Afilu mimorayu means to say even. Rashi says hi tista bosam lav levlodis of tumur. It's not going to teach us that the vlad and the tumur is worth for korban. El kotchem atzmon, the kamaze lasuye haye to bring it fast. Afilu heim b'mira, even though b'efu, even though they're pasturing in the fields right now. Vegi is man haregel lalois is lo yema. Don't say now I won't be matriach after them to find them. I'll wait till they come home, but rather go fast. That's what the pasuk means. Uvasa means fast. Get a hold of your animals and bring it up to the base of Midish. That means to say afilu b'mira, even though they're pasturing. Lishnachrina mimrogayu. Rashi says means afilu hein doshin es tvi, even though they're working, they're threshing the tfua, still stop them and take them now to bring them up. Pleinachnami, you do not need this pasuk to teach us the loch of vlad or tmura, because I know it from the other pasuk. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Reb Elezer v'aymer vlad shlomim lo yikrav shlom. He argues in the Mishnah before and holds no. That the vlad of a korban shlomim is not brought for korban. The chomayim no yakriv, it's brought for korban. We'll see in the Gemara why. Omer Rav Shimon lenechlaku al vlad shlomim via vlad tmura shlo yikriv. That they both agree it's not brought for korban. Amanechlaku, where's the machlokes Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon on the chomim al havlad on the vlad itself. That Rav Lezer lo yikriv, the vlad shlomim is not brought for korban. V'chomar mim yikrav, no, you let her bring, even the vlad you let her bring. But mashma, the vlad, that both of them agree cannot be brought for korban. And we'll soon see why. Even though before we dashed him from the posik, as the Mishnah before said, ha'afilu vladin is also mutter to be brought for korban. Ye'heyed Rabbi Yeshua said over Edis, for Rabbi Papayis, al vlad shlomim. On the vlad of a korban shlomim, shiyakr shlomim could be brought for korban shlomim. Omer of Papayis, and he made a silhouette like this. Shoy salonu poro, we once had a poro, shalzub cheshlomim, the mother of the poro, the cow, was a korban shlomim, v'yachlunu b'pesach, and we ate it by Pesach, v'yachanu v'lodo shlomim b'chag, and the vlad of it, we waited to bring proshan and chag. So who knows exactly what chag means, we'll see in the Gemara. Poshe Chag here means Sukkis. We'll see. One man yom like it means a Shavuos. But our Korban says clearly that the Vlad of the Korban was also brought with her as a Korban. In other words, they don't hold like Rebbe Lezer. Now the Gemara says, Om Rabam Yom Rabbi Yechanon, my time with the Rebbe Lezer, what's his reason to say that the Vlad of the Shlom is not brought for Korban? So Gemara first wants to answer me. He writes on the Korban, the Posek says, V'yim Zevach Shlom Korbonoi. V'yim So Moshe Tzidashin, Moshe says, V'im, as if to say with a tzeri aim, as if to dashin, V'im, V'loi Vlad, only the mother's brought for korban, and not the kid. Omele, Rebbe Chiyah Barab, El Rabami, El Amiyatev, so, and the Pesach says, Im al toydi akrivenu, is okinami, the aim, V'loi Vlad, you want to dashin the same way, only the mother's brought for korban toydi, and not the Vlad. But the more of the Chit time, if you want to tell me, okinami, it's like a true, I vortani, you would learn like this. Vlado tmurasa v'chulifei minayim tamloi mi'im al toida mikom okam. Mashma clearly with Ashram from this posting of im al toida to remarbo the vlad of a toida or the tumor of a toida is brought. So we see we don't dash in this word to say im means like aim only the mother and not the kid. So why has Rebbe Lezer know to say by korban shlomim the vlad is not korf? So Rebbe says rather elo amar Rebbe Chiyah Barabba amar Rebbe Yechanan. Hainu time with Rav Lezer. What's time of Rav Lezer? That gzeiro shem yigado mi'a medor medorim. Havadi Rav Lezer holds midi raisa of vlad shlomim is korv. Like with Ashton and Psukim before. That's the pshat Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah Tzoso, that's only with the Rabbanan, it's a gzera. Rashi says, the Yarmrit Vlad Shlomin, Yeshla Takon, if you can tell me now that the kid of a Shlomin could be used for Korban, then also Lashu Yilayim, people will leave over the mother, they won't want to bring it for Korban. Let it rather grow, have a few kids, and you'll only gain on the deal. You'll have a few more Kabbonis to bring. And the Rabbanan don't want that, because if you leave over the mother, so we're afraid to be over the Yisagiza, the Yavoida, you may come to work with it, or a shear off the wool. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, we make examine to say, the Vlad of the Shlom cannot be used. Rashi says, I have a toid, you want to make Xero, because the toid la shchicha kishlom, it's not, so it doesn't happen that often. So the Rabbanan made Xero only by Shlomim, and not by a Korban toid. But the kids Rav Lez agrees, with the rice of the Vlad is brought, it's only with the Rabbanan not. Because we're afraid, if you can bring the kid, you won't check the mother right away, you let her stay a while. And then we're afraid you may come to be over the Issa Gizav Avoida. Now it says the Mishnah Rabbi Shimla Nechleku, Iboilihu. Hechitoni, what did Rabbi Shimla mean to say? Le Nechleku means to say, Shlo Yikrivu. They don't argue that it's not brought, Eli Yikrivu. That means to say that the Vlad is brought for Korban. There's only Machlik is about the Vlad, but the Vlad is brought for Korban according to both of them. Or do we maybe know? Le Nechleku Shikrivu Elo Lo Yikrivu. Means they don't argue to say that it is brought, but rather it's not brought. The Shalz, what does mean to say by the Vlad, the second child, is that Korv or not Korv? Some Rabbi said that it's Mistabro, Lanech Lakush, La Yikrivu, El Yikrivu. It's Mistabro to say they don't argue not to bring it, but rather the Vlad could be brought for Korban. My time, what's the reason? Ad Kanle Pulagrab Lezal Ledra, Bonanella the Vlad. Only on the Vlad, the first child, does he argue. Abu Vlad, when that child has another child, that we don't argue. A Vlad, Akroi Biyama doesn't happen too often. So, that Rabbanan never made Xerim. The Rabbanan only made Xerim on the first kid. But on the second kid, it doesn't happen so often. The Rabbanan didn't make Xerim. Yavishur Balevi Yama knows the opposite. They don't argue to say you could bring it, but rather, if Shim means to say, both agree you cannot bring it. Even the Chomhol, the Vlad is also to be brought. My time, what's the reason? Ad kan until now, lepligi Rabbanan leder of leder, the Rabbanan don't argue Rabbanan leder, el Vlad, only on the first kid the Shlomim has. Because there they say, we don't see so much a plan to leave the mother for a long time. It happens to be, gave birth right now, but Abadi will be mark of the mother for Korban. Abu Vlad, but once we see you waited so long, that this kid has another kid, so mitoich maaseh nikeres. From here we see clearly what's in your mind, that the reason why you didn't check the mother, because Adarabba, you want the mother to have as many kids as possible to raise the whole flock of Shlomim. So now we see that's what your intentions. So even the Rabbanan agree, the Rabbanan should make a gzera to say that the Vlad you cannot bring for Korban. Yes. So the says, Tony Rabchia, the Yisulim Shubalevi. Rabchia brings the proof to Shubalevi. It says what? In Kesef, Humak, if you bring a lamb for Korban, Vlad Rishon Korov, the first Vlad you have, could be brought for Korban. But Vlad Shani any Korov. And also, Hu Korov, Vien Vlad, Kola Kochim Korov. So only this is brought, but not the Vlad of other Kochim. So the question is, Vlad Demai, what are we talking about? Rashi Kamamayat, which Vlad are we talking about they can't bring for Korban? The amount of Vien Vlad, a Vlad of the Korban is not brought. E the oil of Vyoshim, if we're talking about a Korban oil and a Korban Oshim, Schorimim, anyway. Vene Veloy Bene Vladheim. A Korban oil and a Korban Oshim is only brought from a Zohar, so they can't have kids anyway. E the Chat is talking about a Korban Chat, this is Vlad, Pshita. That's Silchas a Gemirulot, Lemisa, that's one of the Lachal Moshim signifies that the Vlad of a Chat goes Lemisa. Some Ravino, Lesuya Vlad Hamuseris. Means say the Vlad of a Korban Maisa. The Vlad of a Korban Maisa, that one is not brought. Rashi said, Vlad Hamuseris, Maisa Behema, Shiyotus on the Keva Basilis, the tenth one was Nekeva. Vyachagadena gave birth, Vlodaina Korov, that you can't bring for Korban, and Lirov Yachabamuma Labailam, Kedin Maisa Shinechabamuma Labailam. So, more is the question. Vlad HaMaisa is normally quoted in this special Pasuk for to say that the Vlad is not Korov for Korban, like you're dashing this Pasuk right now that says, in case of Hu Makriv, that the Vlad Rishon is Korov, Lashon is named Korban, it says Lashon Hu, only Hu Makriv, but not a Maisa. What are the Pasuk here for? Avor Avor Mibachor Kogormeloi. We always learn out the halacha of Ma'ase Beino from Bechor. And Rashi says, "Ubechor lekor vlad tido." Rashi said, "Do leka vlad the Bechor do zochru." That there's no vlad. The Bechor is a zochor. But since the Bechor has no vlad, who would did by Ma'ase Beino? So the vlad is not korv. So Mursa Itzrav, no need a posik. Sa'akot ha'atach ha'minach, ein donan efshe mishi efshe, ha'kin lanat ma'ase beim from b'chor. Because you know why b'chor, the vlad is not brought? Because you don't have a b'chor, you don't have a vlad. A b'chor is a zocher, a zocher can't have a vlad. But maybe ma'ase beim that could be the tenth one, could be in the keva. So when it's in the keva, I would have thought to say, maybe it's vlad, is korv for korvin. So k'mash from this pasuk over here, no, it says, hu makriv, and not, only over here by Yishlomim is there a parsha of Vlad, and not by the parsha of a Bechor, of a Maisa. Now it says, but also, is also who makri Vlad Rishon, but Vlad Shenel any Korov. So, that's not the Xerasakosa, that's Taminas Machta here. But you see, right to this Yisoid, that the Chomashit, even though the first Vlad could be brought, but the second Vlad, then already we see your intentions are to grow a whole flock of sheep, and then we'll machmed with Rabban to say you can carve it. Yeah. The other one says, hey, Rav Shimon, Rav Papayas. They both said Edis, that they once had a Porah, that it was brought for Korban Pesach, they ate it on Pesach for Shlomim, and then the kid was brought on Chag. For the Rav, according to Rav Ashita, the Yomah, he holds, Kodeshim, if you have a Korban, Kivon Shavra Leim Reglech, once one regal passes by, Ko Yom V'Yom, Oivra Leim B'Bal Tachar, you're over the Avera Baal Tachar. If you're makrib, you have a Yomakdish, a Korban, so luckily you have time to bring it until the first Yom Tov comes by. As soon as the first Yom Tov comes by, you have a Chiv to bring it, if not, you're over Baal Tachar. See, if you have this pour around by, and then again, over Baal Tachar, how can you leave it over until Sukkis? And so for the Gemara, Miat Seres, Boy Michli, should aid it by Shavuos. And here it's Hag, Boshachach, Shoyechel, about Seres, some of the owner was sick and on Shavuos, and he couldn't go early regal. Therefore, he couldn't bring his korban to Yishlayim. Therefore, we're in Tosukis. Rav Ashi Yoma Mai Chag Nami. They don't know what the Mishnah means. Chag, Chag Shavuos, Hanach Nami. The attack ended on Chag Shavuos. So that a kash on Rava. The attack brought it the first Yom Tov after Pesach. They brought it on Shavuos. Viduch, the one that asked the question though, he held like this: that Kol Heicha the Gatoni Pesach Toni Atzeres. Whenever we talk about Pesach and then the next Yom Tov, we really meant Shavuos. It should have said Atzeres. When the Mishnah says the word Chag, the Kuru means Sukkis. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Mayas Adusayu. If that's the case, the Taki, you want to tell me the Taki ate it on Shavuos, so what's the Chiddush? What Eidus is saying over the Kuru Pshita? The Rashi is like, Mayas Lashminon. The Mishnah, if we were to tell us that Sukkis, so good, you're teaching us now, you're not over about Tachar. If you're telling me now that Chag in the Mishnah, Taki means Shavuos, then what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, the Chiddush is, Lafuki midrab leza. The Yom of Vlad Shlomim lo yikrav, he holds that midrabon and he can bring the Vlad of Shlomim for Korban. Is commasted, the Yom of Vlad Shlomim lo yikrav Shlomim is commasted. And this from Papayas is saying already, this he saw the mice happened was that commasted who? The Korav, yes. And this was the mice that the mother was brought for Korban Shlomim on Pesach, and the Vlad was brought for Korban Shlomim on Shavuos. So you see, not like Reb Lezer, that the Vlad of a Shlomim could be brought. The other Mishnah says, Vlad Toido Utmurosom, the Vlad of a Korban Toido, or the Tmur of a Korban Toido, Vlad Vlodon, the grandchildren, Vlad Vlodon Masav Kolom, how many Duras generations you have, Hare Elo Ketoido, the Abolocha like a Korban Toido, Mashma the Yah brought, or Vavad Shein Tunim Lechem. The only Chizhu don't have to have their own Lechem. The mice is brought to crave, and Rashi says, "Nacholim liyem v'layla." You have to eat them one day and one night. We know, and immediately, how do we know this? Tana Rabbanim. Ma, what does the pasuk say? Yakrivenu. What's the lashon of Yakrivenu? Rashi says, "A Yakrivim al toidi Yakrivenu v'hikriv to every motzle michtov v'hikriv as al zevach hatoida." So, what's the word Yakrivenu for? So, Mor says, "Mafrish toida, you set aside a korban toida." V'yovda, you lost it. V'efresh acheras tachter, and you set aside a second one instead of the first one. And then v'nimtza sarishon, you found the first one. For resh dayim, I'm this, and both of them are in front of you right now. So you have two korban toidis. So in 9, how do I know what to say? whichever one you want you to bring. Falach mimo, whichever one you choose, that's the one you have to bring the 40 lechems on. Talmud, the pasuk says, toidi yakriv. Mashmi, you have a choice, either one you want you could bring. Yachl, I would have thought to say, teishniya tuna lechem. Maybe the second one also needs lechem. Talmud, that's the pasuk, no, yakrivenu. Mashmachat fleshtayim. The only one needs the lechem and not two. For the more minayin le rabbis, v'lodois, tumuras v'chalipois. How do we know to say the vlad of a toida, or the tumura of a korban, or the chalipos of a toida is brought? Tam lem, the pasuk says, Rashi says, chalipos here means we're an ovda, like the case before, where you set aside one and you lost it, then you set aside a second one. So how do we know this? Tam lem, it says, v'yim al toida. Al toida mashma, there's another one to it. Yochel, maybe if so, yekulun tunis lechem. Maybe all of them taka have to have a lechem brought. Yeah, Tamlem it says no. Al zevach ha-toida means toida tunis lechem for loiv lodo tumrosam glifosa tunis lechem. So kids of Adashim and the Psukim here that only the korban itself needs a lechem, the toida itself, and not the ribuyim. Not its toid, not its tamura, not its vlad, not its chalipa. There you bring the toid without its lechem. Now the Mishnah says tamura as oila, or the tamura of a korban oila. Vlad tamura, vlad 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 atzayf kol oilam harei elu kolam. That the tamura of a korban oila could even be in a kever also, because even though the oila itself could only be a zachor, but you could take the korban oila and make tamura onto a nekeva. Let's say the tamura was in the keva, the tamura gave birth. So that's the lacha, the vlad tamura, and then iskrin shav vlad vladim vlad v'tzav kloilam harelam kloilam. They'll have a lacha like a korban oila. Well, therefore, these tamuras also need hefshit. You have to first skin it. For nituach, you have to cut it up into pieces. For kol lishum, you have to burn the whole thing. But what's going to be hamafresh nekeva? Let's say lechachila, you set aside a nekeva for a korban oila. The yolda, so the churi, you can't bring it for korban, it's not fit to be brought. But you amakdish it. And then it gave birth. The yolda zocho is a machlokes. Yirachi stovu, you have to wait till it comes a balmum. The yimchur, and then sell it. The yovi bedom vaila, but the money bring a korban oila. Reb Lezer Weimer know, huatz meyakra vaila, this kid can be brought for korban oila. Since the mother has a kedushas oila on it, just it's in a cave, it can't be brought. But the mice that gives birth now, the kid is called a regular korban oila. It's even brought. Mor says, "Maish no reisha to leipoz hakem in the reisha." Rashi says, "Gavi vlad tumuras oila to leipolig rabbonin." The v'divri yakel koma harei hein the kravim. It's like a regular korban oila. Or maish no seifa to polig hakem in the maseifa. It's like a machloket. The other rabbonin say it's not korv. As a b'seifa gabi vlad oila polig rabbon duatz mula yakri velo domov. So how come they don't argue in the ratio then? Yeah. So b'omer rabbo bar bachono b'machlokes shnuya chaim it's like a machlokes shnuya. Rashi says k'shem shecholkim b'seif k'cholkim rishayna. For Rashi to Tony rei elu koila that's only Reb Lezer. For Rav Amano, Afilu Teimur Rabbanan, Ad Kan LePolig Galer the Reb Lezelo, Kabe Mafresh to Kevul Yerlo. They only argue when you mafresh and the Kevul to be a Korban Eila. The Eima LeKrevo that the mother is not brought for Korban at all. Therefore, the Vlad is also not brought. Avul Tamura, the Eima Nami Krevo, but the Tamura that the mother itself is brought for Korban is Afilu Rabbanan Maida that the Vlad of the Tamura is also brought for Korban. In other words, the question, the miyom Reb Lezer is true, that Yakrev Oilu, that the kid itself, could be brought for korban hu atzmai, again, that the vlad of a nekeva, where you are mafresh a nekeva for an oila, and now it gives birth, is it true that Reb Lezer says this kid could be brought for korban oila, or a minu? It says, tmuras osham, vlad tmura, the kid of it, or vlad vladen, atzayf oilam, till the end of all the generated, how many grandchildren you have? All of them is Yiro, you have to let them pasture in the fields, actually it's told to become a Balmum, and then V'yimcha sell them, and V'yipo double the Nadova, you can sell us some money for Nadova, but that's what's brought for Korban. Reb Lezuam Yemois, you have to let them die. Reb Lozuaymer, Yovi B'demei Merlo, with this money sell it and bring the money for Korban Elo. Tzadik is b'damimim, but who atzmoloy, only the value of it, but not in itself. It's called the theory of Leza. And the Gemara in Reb Loza, Amar Rav Chisda, Reb Loza, the Rand Rabban and Karmelo. It's like this, literally, according to me, myself, severely, the afilu vlad nami karvot, and echnami. I myself hold even the vlad is brought for karvon oyla. But the tchu, according to you, the amusad, you say you rode, you have to let a pasture, oydu lemi agreed to me, the moteris, the moistas lenidvas yochid azli, that the money goes for karvon yochid. For yamla, they say no, moistas left over money, the nidvas tibra, it goes for the karvon. Rav Rama Adkan lo kama Rav Leza hu atzma yakrav oyla lo b'mafresh tekevel yerlo. Yike shemer lo limoy. When does Rav Leza say it? Only when you mafresh clearly the mother to be a korban oyla. So I call upon it chal l'shem oyla on the mother. Avagabi tmura, avagabi tmuras oshem. The lek is shemer lo limoy. There's no shemer lo on the mother. Therefore, my Rav Leza, that the children cannot be brought for korban oyla. Because the question was before that even though by Tamura of Anoshim we know it's Aloch Lomash Mithinai that Hiro Ashistovi can't bring the mother, the question was that Tamura gives birth, why don't we say the Tamura of it, since Lamaisa Din is its Oymir to be brought for Moisus for Korban Oyla, why don't we say it itself could be brought for Korban Oyla? Just like he says when you mafresh in the cave for an Oyla, and that's a Teretz, when you mafresh the mother for an Oyla, it's Chal Hashem Oyla on the mother. But here it's only Anoshim, therefore it's not Chal. Alright.